church for many of you. I wanted to start by asking, how many of you were here and attending for our 40th anniversary celebration? Wonderful. It is, again, wonderful to have you back and to share memories and to join together for this time. We're delighted, and we have a wonderful, wonderful day planned. We are going to now have our worship team come to the front, and we are going to begin with worship. If you would, please stand as we sing together.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures, His will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone.
Seated. We did pass out bulletins this morning. There are a number of announcements that just are kind of in there, but because of such a special day, we won't repeat them. One of the announcements that I want to make, however, is thank you to the committee that planned this entire day. Why don't you give a round of applause to the committee that put this day together, and thank you to each one of them. Also, I want to mention that this Thursday night, we're extending our celebration of the 50th anniversary by having Life Action Ministries come and minister to us. And I want to invite every one of you, and you are welcome to invite friends as well. So this little card has the details. It's Thursday night at 7 p.m. I want to encourage you. I know that it will be a real blessing. They'll have a full band. There'll be a message from God's Word. And it will certainly be a blessing to us, and it will also be focused on the faithfulness of our Lord. I also want to mention that because this is a special service and we have so many different things planned, it will be a little bit longer than our normal hour and 15 minutes. So we do have coloring packets, however. So Unless the children have used them all up, maybe you need one. I guess what I want to say is if any of the kids didn't get a coloring packet and your package of colors, raise your hand now or head back to the back. I think we maybe have it covered. So thank you. We've got it all taken care of, and it is truly a blessing. Well, 50th anniversary or not, this is the Lord's Day. And it is our great privilege and responsibility on this day to worship Him, to be focused on Jesus Christ as our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And of course, we do that through prayer and through singing and through scripture reading. So I want to invite you to turn your attention to the scripture on the screen, and we will read together from Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse number 33. So if you would, once again, please stand in honor of God's word and read aloud with me as I lead us, Romans chapter 11, 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor, or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful that You are the Creator of all things and that You receive all glory. May it be that our little church, Community Bible Church, here in DeMott, Indiana, would bring You great glory, not only in the past, but also today and in the future. We start this day by dedicating ourselves and our time and our attention to You. We ask that You would genuinely and truly meet with us and that we would be able to rejoice in Your faithfulness. We also give You thanks for Your provision for us. And as we receive an offering, we pray that it would be for Your glory and for the advancement of Your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated as we receive the offering.
Would you please stand as we continue to worship God, singing How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all men. As wounds.
You may be seated.
Well, thank you to our choir, and certainly how great is our God. We're going to transition now to a time of sharing of history of our church and testimonies, including a slideshow that may just very well have you in it. Let me just let you know that in a little bit, it'll be some minutes before we get there, but nevertheless, we will be inviting people just to stand where you're at, take a microphone, which will be handed to you, and speak clearly and loudly to share what Community Bible Church has meant to you in your Christian life, or how God has used Community Bible Church in your Christian experience. So be kind of letting that percolate in your heart while I share a little bit of the story of Community Bible Church and how it came into being about 50 years ago. First of all, we believe here at Community Bible Church that God calls His people into being through His Word. It is through His Scripture, through His speaking, that really churches exist. So that was true in the Old Testament when God basically created the nation of Israel by speaking to Abraham and speaking the Ten Commandments. And then He, for the church, spoke through Peter at Pentecost and began the church. And He really does that for individual churches as well. And that started as a part of the process for starting Community Bible Church in 1969. There were home Bible studies that began in January and February of 1969. Several believers were coming together, several couples and families were coming together in homes for these Bible studies, and they were drawn together, as most all of you know, by a growing conviction regarding believers' baptism and a premillennial understanding of Bible prophecy. And so in the months of January and February of 1969, there were at least four home Bible studies. And then on February the 21st, 1969, there were nine men who got together in the home of Bob and Ruth Swart to adopt a constitution. And then the first official service of the church was held in the Faith Lutheran Church down on the south end of town, or closer to downtown, I should say, on Resurrection Sunday, April the 6th, 1969. And if I could just pause for a moment, how many of you were there? How many of you were there for that first service? Wow. Praise the Lord, and what a blessing to have you with us here today, 50 years later. The building program here on this property began in May of 1970, and then this building, the original portion of this building, was dedicated October the 21st and 22nd, 1970. Now, I'm going to tell a little bit about the building program, and this is all coming from Marty Hoffman and the information that he has given to me. So a woman named Mrs. Golf owned this original 10 acres. The church members purchased it, subdivided the back half of that, sold off 5 acres. But she wouldn't originally sell it to anybody. In fact, Garrett Van Keppel, most of you probably know that name, wanted to develop this 10 acres, and she wouldn't sell it to him. And then when founders of the church came and wanted to buy her property here on this corner, on this main thoroughfare, she said that she had been waiting. She had been waiting for a church to come and offer to buy her property so that there could be a church here on this corner. The original portion of the building was 6,600 square feet, and it was built for $10 a square foot, which sounds scandalous almost. We don't call it slave labor. I think it was volunteer, teen boys volunteering, lots of men and women volunteering as well. I think we've got a picture. So there's the lot with some old junk cars. These are old pictures, obviously. And then several of the young men who volunteered a lot of time to help put that together. And is anybody in that picture? Kenny Knipp is not in that picture. Well, this is all boys. I think some of your kids are in there, maybe. But some of the Hoffman boys are in there. Dave Hoffman is in there. What a blessing to have all of the volunteer labor. Many of you will know the name Bill Hoffman. He served voluntarily as a general contractor. And, of course, many, many men and women pulled together both financially and through their efforts, their physical labor efforts, to pull this project together. Now, we are going to show a slideshow at this particular time to just show a collage of pictures going through the history of our church. This is about 10 minutes long. Sit back and enjoy this, and then we'll carry on with some testimonies. Well, thank you to all of you who shared pictures with us, and thank you to Tom Foreman back at the computer for putting all of that together. What a great blessing that is for us today. Well, hold your horses a little bit longer before we share testimonies. I'm going to share a testimony that came in by the mail. This is a letter from Pastor Dave Hoffman, and he says, "Congratulations on 50 years of service to the Lord Jesus Christ and community. 50 years ago, I, as an 11-year-old boy, experienced the beginnings of the ministry of Community Bible Church. I have great memories as a child, and my parents, Marty and Edna Hoffman, and the founders of the church, are to be commended for their pioneering service to the Lord Jesus. I am truly grateful for the faithfulness of my parents. I was given a wonderful heritage with the Bible memory that I learned through Jet Cadets. A doctrinal foundation was laid by the dispensations of Clarence Larkin and C.I. Schofield through Pastor Max Thomason. I was honored to experience the faithfulness of Wilmer Coy and Chuck Kubel in teaching Sunday school to the junior and senior high boys. I am truly grateful for the scriptural foundation of my upbringing. May the Lord Jesus be praised and honored to the foundation laid at Community Bible Church." So thank you to Dave Hoffman, your son, Marty and Edna, for sharing that with us. And then we're going to now play a testimony. This has come in from David Thompson, and he has about a 3-minute greeting to share. It's just an audio, but listen carefully as he shares a little update on his kids and then also gratefulness for the ministry here.
I want to thank Pastor Rodney for the invitation to be with you today. Because of my pastoral responsibilities here in Kalamazoo, I'm not able to be there, but I certainly want to congratulate you on this historic moment for Community Bible Church and take a moment to speak with you via CD. Mary and I have been in full-time ministry now for 36 years, and 7 of those years were wonderful years that we spent in DeMott. We loved the community there, we loved the church there, we loved the people in the church there. In fact, to this day, we still hear from many people in DeMott, and we even have someone in our church in Kalamazoo who used to live and teach in DeMott. When we were in our 30s, we had the privilege of being there, and now we're pushing 70. My hair is no longer brown, but it's white, and I no longer run marathons. Mary's hair hasn't changed color in all these years, but she still does the same kinds of things she did there. She's still praying, she's still serving, she's still cooking for the church, and still visiting and giving. Chris, our oldest son, is married, and he and his wife are in our church. He's been working for the post office now for nearly 20 years. Adam went to Bible school for a year, then went to school to become an appraiser, which he did for several years. Then he went back to school and got a degree in business education. He purchased his own business in Three Rivers, Michigan, which he owns and manages. He has 2 children, a son Madden and daughter Ellie. Madden, our grandson, trusted Jesus Christ a couple of years ago at our vacation Bible school. On my wall in my office is my ordination certificate that was signed by the church leaders during our time in DeMott. It is signed by Stan Scholl, Richard Anderson, Fred Baxter, Dennis Getz, Dan Gurman, Wilmer Coy, Chuck Kubel, and Lee Meese. At that service, Stan Scholl said that my goal was to preach through all the doctrines and all the books of the Bible. Well, we're nearing the completion of that goal. By God's grace, we've been able to teach all of the doctrines. We've been able to expound systematically every verse of the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation, and we're now working on finishing the Old Testament. The formation of this approach to systematic Bible exposition began at Community Bible Church there in DeMott. We saw God save people. We saw God fill up that church. We've seen the same thing in Kalamazoo, where we've been for the past 19 years. In fact, now we're on 30 radio stations around the country, and our internet expositions are downloaded literally all over the world. We hear from people all over this country and all over the world. I want to thank you for the part you played in our lives. I want to thank you for the love and support that you gave us. It was a great privilege and honor to have started our pastoral ministry at Community Bible Church in DeMott, Indiana. We couldn't have had a better church. I believe we're near the rapture of the church, and we need churches and people who continue to grow in grace and knowledge until that blessed moment occurs. So may God bless Community Bible Church. May God use you in a great way for His glory. Again, congratulations. We love you all.
Well, how many of you were here during Dave Thompson's time? Oh, praise the Lord, and what a blessing to hear from him. And now it's your turn. So Dylan, one of our fine young men here at Community Bible Church, is going to be the microphone runner. I know that some of the members and attenders of our church currently are willing to share, but anyone is welcome to share about how God has used Community Bible Church in your life and in your experience. Is there someone that would like to be first? This is always challenging. All right, go right ahead. Kathy, go ahead and stand so that Dylan can kind of find you quickly. And just don't be afraid of the microphone when it's your turn. Hold it right up there, and it works the best. There you go. Perfect.
Community Bible Church has been foundational in my spiritual life. When I came here the first time and I heard Pastor Anglis pray, it's like, oh, this is what I want in my life with the Lord. And there were several families that were saved from this church at that time through Pastor Anglis. And he took time in our homes to teach us foundational truths. We did a navigator study and how to memorize scripture, how to use a concordance. He taught us all the foundational truths that were invaluable to me. And Thelma Knipp taught me, I tutored under her as a Sunday school teacher. She taught me through CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, invaluable. And I learned to pray in this church with Dorothy and Robin. We were like the three musketeers here. And I actually learned how to intercede for people because of being with them on Wednesday nights. Yeah. And my husband came to know the Lord through Pastor Anglis right in his office here and hasn't put his Bible down since. So we owe a great deal to Community Bible.
Thank you, Kathy. Somebody else? Robin?
I thought, well, I'm close, so I'll get it done too. My husband and my son were saved under Pastor Anglis. He could really preach a salvation message, I'll tell you. And we got baptized here. And some of our most wonderful times spiritually were here, and some of the toughest. But what through it all, God was our constant. And we just learned so much and grew so much during both those times. And we're so grateful to be back here with you, Pastor Thomas. And you're wonderful.
Praise the Lord. And so if you'll hold that microphone nice and close, it's less likely to do the little ringing thing.
Well, I grew up, is it okay like that? Okay. I grew up in DeMont. I lived right where the Dairy Queen is right now. But I was not saved. I moved to Crown Point and was married. And in 1970, we moved back here to DeMont. And one time when we were down here on a Saturday looking at houses, there was a group of guys playing football out in the parking lot. So spiritual persons we were, we thought, well, that might be a good church. You know, they play football there. They have a good time. So anyway, we started coming. We had two little boys. We started coming to church here. And that's where I was saved in 1971. A lot of years ago now. But this church has always held a really dear place in my heart, and I look forward to today. I'm really happy to see so many people that I know, and I love you all.
Thank you, Dorothy. Dave, were you pointing to somebody down here? Lee, so if you'll come on around there. Dylan, thank you.
I had to write mine down because my brain only works half time now. In our early married life, Elsie and I, I worked for Goodyear, and we lived in Waukegan, Illinois. And about every couple of years, they would give me a new assignment that would require moving to a new location. They wanted me to be territory sales manager in the northwest corner of Indiana. Covering about six counties was my assignment. One day in May, we decided to get in the car and explore the area we were going to move to. We looked at several towns, but when we traveled south on 231, we came to the town of DeMott. Bear with me, I get a little emotional. The first thing we saw, noticed, was Community Bible Church. I came to know the Lord at Waukegan Bible Church. I was a new Christian. I and my young family would be safe. We knew that when we seen Community Bible Church. It would be a safe place in a church with Bible in the middle of its name. I believe in the sovereignty of God. This is where God wanted us and still does. Praise Him for Community Bible Church and the teaching of the Bible. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lee. Praise the Lord. Right there.
I've been coming to Community Bible Church probably about 7-8 years. Ooh, I get emotional too. And this has become my family. I'm so sorry to get emotional. They've become my family. I have no family other than one son in California and grandkids, and I've been alone for all these years, and you guys have become my family. And I'm sorry. I'm grateful for that. I was baptized here. You guys have helped me move. You guys have helped me with anything I've needed. Oh, goodness.
We found you a husband.
I met my husband here. met my husband here at a Bible study, and they married us here after church on a Sunday. It was beautiful. It was perfect. And goodness sakes, so grateful for everything. You guys are my family. Sorry. You guys are my family. You know what to get me this bad here. But thank you for being my family. I can't even talk. I'm sorry. So grateful.
Thanks, Sylvia. Back, Kristen, back in the back.
I just wanted to thank you guys for appreciating and having me into your congregation. I have felt nothing but welcome and loved and cared for. And if it wasn't for my niece, I don't think I ever would have found you guys. I'm born and raised in this area, and this is one of the most comfortable, loving, caring churches I've ever been to. And I thank you guys for that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Kristen. And Jill, and then we'll go to Kenny. And did you want to share? Okay, go ahead. So when Jill's done, there's a switch on the front. You can kind of switch it off and hand it off down the row.
Okay. I was born and raised in the church and attended three times on Sunday from the time I was born and once during the middle of the week. accepted the Lord when I was 14 years old, but I struggled for many years to know exactly what that meant. And about, I don't know, maybe 25 years ago, Mary Thompson invited me to come and do a Bible study on the book of Revelation, which I had never heard anything about in all those years I had been in church. And I was exposed to systematic theology, and it just opened up a whole new world for me. And the Bible just came alive, and I found security in my salvation, and I found a joy in the Word of God that I had never known in all those years. Community Bible has been the most amazing place. I've found friends and love here I never knew in the other churches I was in. And I consider it one of the greatest blessings in my life. You guys are awesome.
Go ahead and hand it on down to Kenny there. And then that switch is pretty clear right there on the front. You can flip that back up and stand and share. Yeah.
Yeah, I just have to say a couple words, too. When I was a kid, my parents started attending at services at the Lutheran Church, and that actually is where this church started out, and Max Thomason led me to the Lord, and he, even at the age of 10, you do have some mental facilities, you know, and he preached through the book of Revelation on Sunday evening. That it was a type of preaching I've never heard before, and like Jill said, it just brought it to life. And eventually he said, you know, I'm going to give an invitation to anybody that wants to come up. And he quoted scripture, whoever will confess me before men, I will confess him before the Father. And I came up and we had prayer and then learned. And then the reality, as you get older, it's not all hills, there's valleys too. What I've learned through Community Bible Church is that you get to the highest hill, your finances are good, your relationships are good, everything is beautiful, and you really don't need God all that much anymore. And so then you find yourself in a little bit of a decline until it gets lower and lower, and you will find yourself in the darkest valley, and there is nowhere to go but up, and you look up, and there is always a hand there reaching down for you, and that's the Lord's. And Community Bible Church really does do a good example of imitating the Lord. There is always a hand pulling you up when you're in that darkest valley. And just a couple other things. I see a lot of faces that were here years ago, and we are honored to have you here. And you are honoring God by being here. Just one more scripture. Don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together. And we're all assembled here together, not only to honor 50 years of God's faithfulness, but to honor God by getting together in his honor. So thank you.
Go ahead and give it to Dylan there, maybe. And Laura, did you want to share?
Hi, I'm Laura. For those of you who may not know me, Cody Keppen is my husband, so I know there's a lot of people here that I don't know who you are because you were here a long time ago. When I grew up in a Catholic church, and about 12 years ago, I was a senior in high school, and I'd been happy with where I was, but we had a new priest that came in, and I would walk out of church feeling discouraged. I didn't want to go anymore. Coincidentally, at the same time, I met Cody, and he was telling me about Community Bible Church, which is where he grew up. He went to church with me a few times and did not like it at all. So, if you know anything about the Catholic Church, you know they operate a lot different than they do here. It was very apparent early on that when Cody and I got to the point of having our own family, the Catholic Church was not where we would be. So over the next handful of years, I was gone at school, didn't really have a church that I called home. We got married. By the time we had our first anniversary, we had Marley, and finding a church then to call home was very important. So we spent the next couple years trying to find a place that felt where we belonged. And we'd go to different places, and the people were always friendly and nice and welcoming, but nothing felt right. By the time Tyler was a baby, he's our secondborn, Cody said, "Let's go back to Community Bible and see." We had been here different times before because that's where he grew up. But this time we were coming back with new intentions of finding a place to stay. And we've been here ever since. That's been 6 years now. And I'll never forget one of the first few weeks we had come back. I was walking out of the door with Lee Meese. He was coming out at the same time. And he holds the door open for me, and he said, "I am so happy to see you here." And he said, "This is truly a blessing to see you here with your family." What felt different is I could tell he truly felt that in his heart. He was so happy to see Cody back and to see us bringing our family here to church. And so thank you, Lee. I don't think I ever told you that, but that meant a lot to me. I went home and wrote it down in my journal because I'll forget if I don't write it down. But since then, I've seen myself grow as a better Christian. I've learned so much. And not that my parents did a bad job at teaching me, but I've really grown. I've seen myself grow. I've seen Cody grow. And the best part is, our kids, they like to go to church. They come home, they ask those tough questions, and I'm glad they ask those questions. So the church, the people of the church, they're always welcoming. They're so happy to see you. They're always opening doors for you. So I want to thank all of you. I've really grown as a Christian, and I don't know if I would have done that if I stayed where I had been, so...
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
But Cody's dad, he used to tell me the same thing too. My kids were so glad to see you. Glad to hear.
Thank you. Okay, sure. Back in the back. We have time for one or two more, so.
I'm not used to the microphone, but my name is Kim. I'm Jan Mush's daughter. I also received the Lord in my heart during a Just As I Am altar call with Pastor Thompson in the basement of the Lutheran church. I know that it's a great Bible Foundation preaching church, but I have to give just shout-outs to the people in my life that caused me to step up in this church at the time I attended and take on leadership roles. And those people would be the Cubels, Mr. and Mrs. Cubel, who I love immensely and just praise God for. The Hoffmans, Stembles, I don't know if they're here or not, DeFreeses, of course, Knips and the parents and the special music they had and their awareness that we need to grasp the kids. We need to have programs for the kids. And I learned so much. I mean, I could look up a Bible verse in 25 seconds flat and knew exactly where to go. We went to Bible camps and we just learned. And, you know, if you did, sometimes in my life, I accepted Christ more than once because I just wanted to be so sure. Because the altar call was so wonderful. And just the things that they did for us. And I just appreciate you know, Mises also. I can't even tell you how many people I just look around and I see kids I grew up with, you know, like that were teens with me at the time. And just how they just so stepped forward and they prepared you for the future so that at some point I could step forward and go, yeah, I'll take that beginner church. Yes, I would like to be head of the Vacation Bible School. Yes, I see the need that is there for whatever services need to be done and banquets need to be put on and missionaries that need to be, you know, prayed for and funded for. And I just really need to give a shout out to all those people who established the church in 69 and into 70. And that includes my own mother and my own father, who were really just examples to me. And I have to give a shout to the Kennings. Kennings were neighbors to ours. And I don't know how many of you know the Kennings, but there were quite a few of them. And they said, come to church. And I went to church in that basement. And I think that you came, my mom and dad went to church because I went to church there. Yeah, for the Christmas program. I was in a Christmas program, and I begged them to come to see me at church in the Christmas program. So, again, this church has just been, it's just been wonderful for my life. Pastor Anglis, when I got ready to go to college, sat with me and we talked about my future and what it would be. And it just takes that one person, even with Pastor Anglis saying, you know, God has great things in store for you. And how that lifts your self-confidence that maybe there are great things in store for me and that I can glorify God. So I just needed to say that as I looked around at all these people who have just... And Dorothy Urhammer, there you are. I love you, lady. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right up here at the front is going to be our almost last one. So there's going to be a gong real soon. So we're going to have to keep these last three really short.
All right. I'm Roy Gowans. I came to the church with my family when I was 15 years old. I'm 62 now. And my parents are Herman and Margot Gowans, and they'll be here at the dinner later. But when I was here, my young people's leader was Mr. Hoffman, and we sang songs like, now I can't think of it, but... When I think of it, I'll come to you. But I know a lot of the people here, the Knips were good to me. I remember picking asparagus back in the day when we rode a cart before school. And Ruth and Kenny. Is Marty here? I remember Marty and Ruth. I've got a little interesting story. When Marty and Ruth eventually took under their wing some DeYoung boys. And the DeYoung boys recently came to our church. I've been going to the American Reformed Church. I'm one of the elders there. And we went through a 25-week Bible study, and I was able to lead one of their girlfriends, Taylor's girlfriend, to the Lord here recently. Things like that are cool. Things that just grandchildren and great-grandchildren that in the Lord that come from the church. There's so many people here. I miss some of them. Like you said, I just know a lot of the people here and have a great appreciation for this, for the foundation you gave me in my life. I'm here with my daughters, Leah and Aaron, and I've got a son and another daughter, and I'm grateful, and my wife will be here for the dinner later, but we're grateful that all of them have been able to come to know the Lord as well, and a lot of that is because of the things I learned here as a young man. Yeah.
Thank you, Roy. We're going to go back to the back for Linda. Linda's going to be the next to the last one, and you'll be the last one, okay?
I'm sorry, I cannot stand, but I hope you can see me. I went through many surgeries, like 14, and many other people here prayed me through them. When I finally came to the point where there would be no more surgeries but one, I realized that I was lucky to have two legs for 73 years. They called me to wish me luck. They called me to pray with me, to pray for me. Many of them listened my tears on the phone, and I don't call this my church. I call this my family. They're always beside me. Now that my husband is ill, we have also had nothing but prayers and understandings from the same people. They still call. They still show their love. And I am so grateful that when we moved to DeMont, we found this church. Thank you, everybody, for your blessings and your prayers.
Thank you, Linda. Dylan, if you'll bring it right up this aisle. Dylan, if you'll come up this aisle right here, and this will be our last testimony. I'm sorry I don't know your name, but you're Kenny DeVries' daughter. I know that much.
I'm Brenda DeVries, and my dad was one of the ones that dug the first hole for the church. And I grew up here as a, well, I was probably 10, same as David Hoffman, my cousin. And went through many programs, Jet Cadets, Bible Memory Association, Word of Life Club, and that led me to college at Word of Life Bible Institute, and today I'm a Christian school teacher that I'm so thankful for, but I could list names too. Kim was there. We were there together, and the Lord taught me a lot here. I would say to the young ones, memorize when you're young. I'm so thankful for the many verses I learned, because it's much more difficult when you get older, but it's neat to hide God's word in my heart, and I got that here, and thankful for my dad and my mom and my uncle and many others that helped start this church. And I was saved under this ministry too, so I'm thankful for that. Yeah. And it's a blessing to be here today.
Thank you. We're going to have to end it there. Well, I can't say no to Marge. Go ahead and hand the microphone down there. There's lots of us that are hard of hearing.
That day before the Easter, the first Easter service, she was speaking of, Chuck Kubel and Marty Hoffman came to our door and invited us to come down. They said, we're starting a new church, and we want you to come, you know, Easter. And you know, I said, well, we can't. We're busy with our Methodist church. We were deeply involved. And my husband said, no, we'll be there. And I said, but we can't, you know. He said, yeah, we'll be there. So we came, and it was an eye-opener and a turning point in our lives. We'd never seen people carry their Bible to church, and we never heard some of the songs they sang. We never heard people give testimony or anything like that, and it was just wonderful. And like I say, it was a turning point. We got saved and baptized in this church, and from then on, it's just, I mean, we didn't realize how ignorant we were and how much we didn't know. But it's just been a very great blessing.
Amen, Marge. Thank you so much. Is it okay if we end on that one? Thanks. All right, we're going to shut that time down. I'm going to ask you a few questions. So mentally be thinking about how many years you spent attending here, whether you were a member or not. But let me start with a couple of other questions. How many of you were married in this church? Your wedding was here at this church. Okay, praise the Lord. How many of you had a baby dedicated here? Had a baby dedicated here? All right. And how many of you were one of those babies that was dedicated here? Yeah, that's some of you guys up here in my family. Yeah, you just don't remember. There's a bunch of you that were dedicated here. How about parents? You raised your kids here. Children, you grew up here. Raise your hands. Yes, okay. How many of you were saved here? A number of you shared that. Praise the Lord. Wow. Amen. Baptized? How many of you were baptized here? There's even more. They're baptized here. So, how many of you attended here 10 years or more? 10 years or more. Okay. How about 20? So, I have to put my hand down. 20 years or more. All right. 30? 35? 35 still? Okay. Wow. 40 years. Okay. Amen. And so how about 50 years? How many of you have attended since that first Easter service? So we have Marge, were you here on that original Easter service? Okay, so there should just be about 4 or 5 of you that would raise your hands. Oh, well, some kids, that's right. So, all right. Wow, praise the Lord. So if I understand correctly, we have Ken Knipp was here as a child for the very beginnings of this church, and Don Dillabaugh was here as a child or a teenager for the earliest days of this church. Marge Dillabaugh, a part of the church very early on there. And then Kenny DeVries, one of the founding members of Community Bible Church. Also, Marty and Edna Hoffman, very instrumental in starting this church. Praise the Lord for all of you. And the only members that have had continuous membership since those early days in 1969 are Chuck and Lois Kubel. So God bless you for your 50 years of faithfulness. And of course, we have some members that are already in heaven that also would have been a part of that group as well. So, how many of you have grown in the faith here at Community Bible Church one way or another? Praise the Lord. We're going to transition now, sing one more song together, and then it wouldn't be Community Bible Church if I didn't say open your Bibles. So we're going to have a very brief sermonette after this song. So worship team, if you would come, the rest of us stand together as we sing, "The Lord is My Salvation."
Call me.
debt is paid and the victory won. The Lord is my salvation. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be to God the Spirit. The Lord is my salvation.
As we were preparing for this day, we talked about whether or not to have a guest speaker come in, and I've known a lot of you folks for a lot of years, and I knew that testimony time was going to take a while, and so we decided that, you know what, I get to preach here every week, and I don't mind kind of being flexible with my sermon time. So this possibly, and very likely probably, will be the shortest sermon you ever hear from me. So turn in your Bibles to Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3. Now, I know that's a little bit of an obscure passage. However, if you've got it on your phone, you can just search for it and find it that way. Otherwise, it comes right after Jeremiah. So Isaiah, Jeremiah are two of the largest books in the Old Testament, and you can find the five chapters of Lamentation right after that. I also want to just share about a couple of things that are the reasons that I love Community Bible Church and that we love Community Bible Church as a family. First of all, it's a Bible church, and the people here care about what the Bible says. They have put up with me preaching and saying, turn in your Bibles to such and such a passage for over 14 years now. And, of course, many pastors prior to that. You care about what the Bible has to say. You've loved my family. You've loved my wife and my kids faithfully. I remember one time when our family all got the flu all at once, but not exactly all at once, just kind of one right after the other. And pretty soon, meals just sort of started showing up on our porch, taking care of us because we were pretty weak at the time and needed some help. Also, I love this church because it seems to know what to do with children. Even from the very first days that we came, our children were welcomed into Sunday school and children's church and nursery and other programs. I love Community Bible Church because of the servant's heart. We came from a city church or a suburb church, and there wasn't much homemade food when we had a potluck from that church. But boy, you know, everything from the first bucket of blueberries that Thelma Knipp gave to us before we were even here as official pastor and pastor's wife and family, through all of the pies and cakes and weight gain and all of those things that go with going to Community Bible Church. We have appreciated the servant's heart and the love that goes into every meal and every ministry. Also, I've appreciated Community Bible Church because from the very beginning, it seemed as if the people trusted me to lead the church, which, if you know me at all, means they trusted God to use me and the elders of the church to lead this church. Well, as I've already mentioned, it wouldn't be a Bible church if we didn't take a brief look at the Scriptures. So take a look with me at Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in verse number 22. Now, some of you know something about the book of Lamentations, and you are wondering, why in the world have I chosen one of the saddest books in the Bible to speak on for our 50th anniversary? But it's because of these verses. Right in the middle of all of the sorrow of Jeremiah's heart, having gone through the exile and the pain of all of that difficulty and the defeat, this is what he says in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and following. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks for him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. By the way, Lamentations is in alphabetical order. Every chapter has one verse for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So chapters 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 all have 22 verses. But there are three verses in chapter 3 for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so therefore it is 66 verses long. And right in the middle, this is almost the exact middle of the book itself, where in the midst of all kinds of ups and downs and trials and difficulties, Jeremiah reminds himself and also speaks to the Lord about his great love and faithfulness. There are three important words that tell us about God's character. There's one word that tells us about our relationship to him, and then there's a call for response. Let me just point these out briefly. Verse number 22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. I recognize that both in the King James Version as well as the New International Version, it basically says that because of the steadfast love or the loving kindness of the Lord, we are not consumed. We are not consumed. So what is this steadfast love or the loving kindness of God? It is the key word in the Old Testament that defines the gracious character of God in relationship to Israel, God's people, and it of course applies to the church as well, that God extends to us his steadfast love. It has the connotation of covenant-keeping love and steadfastness. It is the idea that because of God's love, he makes commitments. He has committed himself in this context to Israel. And I think, especially dependent upon the King James and the New International instead of the version that I'm using this morning, there is the idea that you cannot consume it. It's God's love is the real thing. It's not the paper plate. It's not something that you use and throw away. There is so much of God's overabundance of love that we can never consume it up. It never ceases. And then it speaks of his mercies in the second part of verse number 22, his mercies. This is the idea of God's deep love, his affection, specifically his forgiving love, his compassion, and his mercy. It is compared in the Bible in Isaiah 49, where Isaiah says, really God says, through Isaiah, that even if a nursing mother could forget her nursing child, I will never forget you. So it's compared a couple of different times in the Bible to a parental love, the faithful, merciful kind of love. My children can irritate me. And as one of God's children, I can irritate God. But I'm usually pretty quick. I might not forgive your kids as fast, but I forgive my kids fast, right? And so God forgives his children quickly and extends his mercies to them. And then Jeremiah says in verse number 23, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. This is God's complete, total, utter dependability. The illustration that is used in some dictionaries for the Hebrew language is the idea of the strong arms of a parent clasping an infant. So again, we see a repetition of the parental, fatherly love of God for his children, his faithfulness always being there through the ups and downs. And this, of course, is not just an expression of Jeremiah experiencing the faithfulness of God, but it is Jeremiah as a part of the community of Israel at this time experiencing the faithfulness of God. And we can say that as a church as well. Churches need to bank on the faithfulness of God. We are not the strong player in the world. We are not governments. We are not armies. We are churches, and especially churches like Community Bible Church. We've never been the biggest church in town. We probably never will be the biggest church in town, but we can bank on the faithfulness of God. There is one word about God's relationship to his people in verse number 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is my portion. This is the idea that goes all the way back to the Old Testament law when they were dividing up the land of Israel, and there was a specific group of people that didn't get any land. The Levites did not have a specific territory. They only had cities within the larger territories of the other 11 tribes. And it says repeatedly, again and again and again, in Numbers, as well as also a time or two in Deuteronomy, that they don't receive a specific county, we might say, or a specific state in the nation of Israel. They receive these little bits because the Lord is their portion. The Lord is their inheritance. The Lord is their possession. And that's us. That is us. Anyone who is a true believer in the living God, one who has placed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is our portion, and therefore we can hope in Him. There's a response that's called for. Just skip down to verse number 40. Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. There's a call because of God's faithfulness, because of His compassion. We know what will happen if we repent of our sins and come to Him. There's a call to repentance based on the character of God. There's also a call to trust in God for His salvation. We read that in verse number 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So there's a call to repent and trust. I know that the vast majority of you have been faithful in following the Lord and seeking after Him, but if there is one here today who has not truly, genuinely repented of sin, has not yielded their heart and life to God, has not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, this character exposition of God says, come. It says, come. Come to Him. Come to Him in brokenness and repentance over our regular... I mean, we are unfaithful, right? We are pretty faithful at sinning. And so we are called to come to this faithful, forgiving God and trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ who died upon a cross, a cruel cross, in our place, taking God's wrath that we might be forgiven. All of this forgiveness is built on God's character and God's action upon the cross, and it says to us to repent and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is this secondary call to hope in the Lord. To hope in the Lord. This is in verse number 24 again. Therefore, I will hope in Him. This is a confident expectation. One dictionary says it this way. This is not a pacifying wish. This is a solid ground of expectation that based on God's character, He will do what He has said. And also built into this one word of hope is the idea of expectation of eternal life. If your faith is in you, you can expect eternal damnation. If your faith is in Him, you can expect eternal life. And then to seek Him. Look again at verse number 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. That is an invitation for an ongoing, faithful relationship with God that is pursuing after the Lord and His goodness to us in prayer and in His word and in obedience to Him. So this morning, if you've never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, come. Come to Him. Come in faith and brokenness and repentance because He is a loving, forgiving God. Some of us may find ourselves far from the Lord. We may find ourselves a long way from where we once were. And so the call here is for repentance and to renew not just a resting in the Lord, but a proactive Christian life of seeking Him. And then, of course, we should end by thanking God for His loving, gracious character. Without God's character, there would be no Christians, there would be no church, and there would be no Community Bible Church. So we can thank Him for His gracious love. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, before we say thank You for Community Bible Church, it is our joy and delight to give You thanks for Yourself. Your greatest gift to us is Yourself in Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may it be that we would rejoice in Him, that we would delight in Him, because He is our portion in all of His loving kindness, in all of His steadfast love, in all of His gracious mercy and forgiveness, in all of His faithfulness. We say, great is Your faithfulness, O God. And we are grateful for that faithfulness as individuals, knowing that you keep your promise of salvation because you are God and because of your character. And we also know that you have shown your faithfulness to this church, and we are thankful for that as well. We would not have existed for 50 minutes were it not for your faithfulness, much less 50 years. And we anticipate ongoing decades of your grace and your faithfulness and your love here at Community Bible Church. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. We're going to close with one final song. If the worship team would please join me up here. This is probably going to be a little bit unfamiliar to you if you have not attended our church before or recently, but it's to a very familiar tune, and it's easy to pick up. I want to ask you to join with us with your full heart and full voice as we sing to the Lord. Stand with me, please.
The Lord does raise the house in vain, its builders strive. To you who boast tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your life? A mist that vanishes at dawn, all glory.
To him. I want to dismiss at this time anyone who needs extra time to get to the back. Now is the start button for you. Please, if you are, you know, don't feel ashamed. For goodness sakes, this church has been here for 50 years. So please head on back there quickly. I'm going to make a couple of more announcements. So if anyone, let's be seated, and folks that need to, do I need to call your name? Let's go ahead and head on back there. Thank you. I'm going to make a couple of more announcements as we give them an opportunity to head on back there. So first of all, the slide program that we had of all the historical pictures of Community Bible Church will play again right now as soon as we're done. And then, of course, the fellowship dinner is going to begin approximately right at noon whenever the kitchen ladies tell me that we're ready. And I will pray for the food back there. So I will kind of wait for me to say a blessing over the food. And then we will also give an opportunity for older folks and those who need extra time to go through the line first. And then I will dismiss table by table. That will hopefully help us go through quickly, but in a fairly organized fashion. I also want to just, of course, encourage you to hang around as long as you would like to today. We don't have to lock up at any particular time. Hang around and visit and talk. We have some displays of ministries of the church, our current ministries of the church. So we have in the Sunday school rooms, if you go down the hallway, so I don't know if this was always true when you came to church here, but everybody uses the end door down there, right? That's the real door that everybody comes in. So go down that hallway, and on the right, there are two Sunday school rooms with displays of Awana, Operation Christmas Child, Women's Ministry, and our missionaries. And then all the way down the hall and on the left is a display of our youth ministry. So, and I think that's just a slideshow that's running. No. You could take a look at the room. There you go. But see those ministries and take a little bit of time to fellowship. Now we can be dismissed, and I'll see you back at the fellowship dinner in just a little bit. Go in the grace of the Lord today.